morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, April 12th, 2018. We have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have small craft advisories all around. We have a rough Columbia River bar in effect through this evening, and we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through late tonight, and one for hazardous seas in effect through Friday morning. So, as I say, you often see those two advisories for winds and waves working together. The winds usually come first, and then they whip up the waves to the point where they're, because winds influence wave height. And pretty soon you got that small craft advisory for seas 10 feet or higher, which is what's happening through tomorrow morning. On the Columbia River bar at the very mouth of the river, we have seas 11 to 12 feet on Thursday morning, building to 14 later on. During our max ebb current times, which are happening around 3:30 today and around 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, seas will be at about 15 feet on the Columbia River bar. That's about a story and a half if you think of a building, 1.5 stories high. So kind of big, you know. I've been out in seas that big, and it's not so much the crests of the waves that make me nervous. It's when you get down in the troughs and you can't see the horizon, it kind of makes you think a little bit. But it's exciting, that's for sure. Let's see. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 15 to 20 gusting to as high as 30 knots today. Wind waves from the west 5 feet at 6 seconds and west swells 10 feet at 12 seconds apart, building to 14 feet later on in the day. Slight chance of thunderstorms and widespread showers during the day with interludes of sunshine. That's one of the things I learned about showers, is to remember that when we do have showers in the forecast, it means that when it's not showering, it's probably sunny out. So that's always a good thing to keep in mind as this rainy weather passes through. Inbound today, and when we're going to be talking about the USS Portland, which is going to be here in town at the Port of Astoria by about noontime today or shortly thereafter, around midday. But first, let's take a look at our ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, 10 in the Astoria Anchorage, 4 in the Rice Island Anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ANSAC Columbia. American Natural Soda Ash Corporation is what that stands for. That means that she is a ship dedicated to the cargo soda ash. She'll be arriving from Hong Kong and heading for the Vancouver Anchorage, but she'll be at the port of Portland at some point once she gets upriver. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. and arrive in the Vancouver Anchorage, which is right near the port of Portland, around 1:30 p.m., waiting for a berth probably to go in and pick up that soda ash. The Interlink Equality is arriving from offshore, headed to the Vancouver Anchorage. She is picking up potash at the port of Portland eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. inbound and arrive in Vancouver around 6:30 p.m. today. The Asperia is arriving from offshore, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll pass Astoria and glide to a stop in the anchorage somewhere there at about 12:30 p.m. And the USS Portland is on our schedule, arriving from San Diego, headed for the Port of Astoria. She was off Sacramento yesterday, so she made good time coming up the coast. She will arrive at the port there, I'm estimating around 1 o'clock, but start looking for her around noontime. You may see her coming in the distance across the Columbia River bar. The Ascanius is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point, around 1:30 p.m. You should see her there. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Lime Galaxy heads to upriver to port westward, Aklatskanai, cargo there, petroleum. She's a tanker. Leaving around 1:30 a.m., she probably arrived in the Aklatskanai area around 4 a.m. The Indigo Lake was headed for Longview early this morning from the anchorage to pick up pet coke there. She left around 2 a.m., probably arrived in Longview by about 5:30 in the morning. And let's see, the Asperia, which will arrive in the anchorage around noontime, is going to leave around 4 p.m. She'll undergo some inspections while she's out there, probably, and leave around 4 p.m. to go up to Vancouver to pick up wheat. She'll be there at about 10 p.m. That leaves the BTG Matterhorn, the Palais, the Leto, the Ocean Bloom, the Unity Spirit, the Paolo Topic, and the Global Striker, all awaiting orders. The Global Striker is at the port of Astoria, I think loading logs there. So an interesting opportunity to see a ship up close to see that and the USS Portland there today. At the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the STC Sentosa, the Bright Gemini, the Georgis, and the Ever Sovereign awaiting orders. And in our outbounders, the Trudeau Sun is leaving Longview carrying weed around noontime. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. The Sakura Glory is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, or some combination thereof, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 5. The Interlink Fidelity is leaving Longview with petcoke on board around noon, passing Astoria outbound around 3:30. We have two ships from that Interlink company in the river today. The Agia Skippy is leaving Vancouver with weed on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30. The Ocean Highway is a car carrier leaving Portland with Hondas on board around 1 p.m. We'll see her pass Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. And the Aries Leader is leaving Vancouver. She's a Subaru carrier, car carrier with Subarus on board, leaving around 9 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Friday. And those car carriers are those very high-sided ships. They look big and blocky. We get Toyotas, Hondas, and Subarus in the river coming in new from Asia and delivered. The Hondas and Toyotas go to Portland. The Subarus go to Vancouver. And sometimes outbound, some of these ships carry Fords to China, things like that. Other cars sometimes load. But basically, those are the three big imports that I know about that come into the river. Well, let's talk about the USS Portland. This is kind of a cool thing. She is a brand new ship about to be commissioned, and she's named for our Portland. And so she's coming here to be commissioned. Her home port will be San Diego. But she, a little bit about her, she is, let me grab a piece of paper here, kind of an amphibious ship. She's designed to deliver troops. She's a let's see. She's designed to be able to come into fairly shallow water and bring troops, deliver troops to a battle area by sea. That is her function. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's about 684 feet long, about 105 feet wide. So in the ballpark in terms of dimensions of the bulk carriers that we see here in the river. She draws 22 feet of water, which is a little bit less than the average bulk carrier that comes in here. Her air draft, which is how far she sticks up above the waterline, is 157 feet. And you need to know those kinds of things about ships when they come into places like rivers where there are bridges. And so if there are any bridges, I didn't research this part of it when I was getting ready for the show, but if there are any bridges that don't have that clearance, they're going to have to open up. They're going to have to open presumably drawbridges and let the ship go by. And presumably, if the ship were too tall to get by the fixed bridges, it would not be able to come in here, of course. She has 371 crew members who run the ship, but she can carry up to 800 troops on board. And she also carries helicopters and a hovercraft on board. And she also has a stern ramp that can go down to allow vehicles. So she can carry vehicles like a car carrier, and they can drive inside the ship and be delivered elsewhere. She also has some anti-air missiles and other artillery on board because she is a military, a warship, really. So a little bit about when you can see her. She's going to be in Astoria in a few hours, and she'll be there, as far as I understand, until tomorrow morning when she will travel up the river. Well, the last information I got was that she was going to leave at about 8 a.m. Saturday morning and go up to Portland. So she's expected to reach Kelly Point at the confluence of the Columbia and Willamette Rivers about 3 p.m. and then arrive at Terminal 2 at the Port of Portland after passing along Cathedral Park in St. John's at around 4 p.m. So Terminal 2 is owned by the Port of Portland, and she'll remain there. So that's where she'll be on the Port of Portland property. She'll be there until the commissioning ceremony, which is set for April 21st, which is that Saturday, following Saturday. So there are going to be public ship tours here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons. Everything will tours begin at 2 and generally end at 5, except on Friday, which will end at 4. So you can go to Terminal 2 and go see the ship and go on board if you like. The commissioning ceremony is open to the public, but all the tickets are taken, and she will head out on April 22nd when she'll return to her home port of San Diego. So we'll see her coming down river again as well. So lots of fun things to look at on the river today. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.